Welcome to the PDP Podcast, brought to you by Professional Dairy Producers, dairy's professional development organization.
This is Bruce Vincent. I'm a third-generation logger from Libby, Montana. And today I'd like to talk to you a little bit about it's okay to be a logger. It's also okay to be a dairy person, a dairyman, dairywoman. And when I was in the third grade in our little logging town of Libby, Montana, my life kind of changed. In fact, my family's life kind of changed. We took, like all American kids at that time, the Iowa Basics test to tell how smart or dumb we are. And when the results of the test came in, the principal and teacher of our little country school contacted Dad and Mom and had them come into the school. And I lay awake waiting for them to get home that evening. Because when the principal and teacher call your folks, life as you know it's about to come to a screeching halt. And when they got home, Dad thought I was sleeping, but I was wide awake. We lived in a small trailer house at that time. The walls were kind of paper thin. I had my ear pressed up against the wall, and I heard the conversation being held in our family's living room in our little logging town. And Dad didn't know for decades that I was listening, but I heard every word that was discussed that evening. And the discussion was pretty simple. It was also a discussion that was held in tens of millions of rural living rooms for the last several decades. Dad had been told that night that if I ended up being a logger, it was his fault. And it was a really easy takeaway. I had scored high on the Iowa Basics test, and if I ended up being a logger like him, that meant he had failed me. And he took that message to heart. Millions of rural fathers and mothers who worked with their hands have heard the same message. And Dad, for the first time in his life, I looked down at the calluses on his hands and the dirt under his fingernails, and instead of feeling pride in his work, because after all, it was hands like that that built our family business, built our town, built our state, built our bloody nation. But he and those like him heard the message. I was going to be too smart to be a dumb old logger like him. And he wrapped, like millions like him, he wrapped that misplaced mantle of guilt around his neck, and he wore it for decades. And clearly, he didn't have a heritage worthy of passing on, at least to intelligent children. And thankfully, I got to work with my dad and my three brothers for over 30 years after that evening. I went to college. They didn't. However, I can tell you when Dad and I and my brothers were standing in the forest looking at a hillside of trees and trying to figure out how to apply modern forest management to that hillside, I had 2 degrees at home on my wall. Dad and my brothers didn't have even one, and there was a stupid person standing there, and it was not my father or my brothers. A dad had more sustainable environmental information in his head that came to him through his hands than he could have gotten with a doctorate degree from Yale. But his information was experiential. It was not academic. And for far too long, society decided to discount that knowledge base. And that discounting of institutional experiential knowledge has got to stop. If the message of unworthiness continues to be shared with those who work the land, if the leading export of our rural resource communities continues to be young, well-educated, well-rounded young people, what are we going to be left with to work the land? Scary Larry and his idiot brother in a 1952 John Deere tractor doing what? We're going to need our smart kids back. We're going to need them in our fields, on our farms, in our forests. It's going to take really intelligent kids doing really creative things to feed, clothe, and shelter the coming billions of our planet inhabitants. If we're going to save the planet, we need our smart kids back in our rural areas. And I'm a big believer in higher education. All of our kids completed college. We have trust funds set up for our grandchildren to go to college. They might go to a 4-year school. They might go to a tech school. What I want for them is to pursue careers that allow them to make a living and careers that bring them joy. In fact, our first grandchild is going to start college next month, our oldest grandchild, and she's brilliant and she's driven. And if her career choice is medicine or accounting, that's awesome. But if, however, she happens to choose to grab the flag of Vincent Logging and be the fifth generation of our family heritage of forest management, she's going to do so with her head held high. There will be no social class head trip associated with that choice. That head trip has got to be put to bed. When Addie, that's our granddaughter, leaves Montana State University, she'll leave with a bunch of great information that she learned from books. She'll also leave with a firm understanding that all of the information learned in university is just theory. And those theories float around in non-law land until some real person takes that information and applies it to the real world with their real hands. And to be sure, the attacks on our industries by the media and Hollywood's going to continue. What we need to stop is the internalizing of those attacks as personal. And we often take the attacks personally because anybody who works in the professions that deal with the environment and animals have an interesting relationship with our jobs. What we do is inextricably tied to who we are. Our identities are tied up in the work we do on a daily basis, and we're proud of our work. If someone asks what I do for a living and I tell them I'm a logger, I believe that that answer not only is an indication of my job, but an indication of who I am. The same goes for other rural sectors. If you say, I'm a dairyman, that statement, we think, relays personal traits to the questioner. Traits like, I love cows. I love the environment that provides the forage for my cows. I'm a hard worker with dedication to the care and nurturing of my farm, my herd, my family, and my community. So when there's an attack against the industry we're involved in, it feels very personal. It's an attack on our very real and very personal identity. But we don't have to accept those attacks, and we specifically don't have to take them personally. In fact, we should recognize and we should share with the public some really simple things about who we are and what we do for them and their environment. And while we're sharing, we should be proud of our heritage. We know we're not perfect, but we need to understand that as imperfect as we are, we're the best, most productive, most efficient, most environmentally sound producers of things and managers of the environment that has ever existed on planet Earth. And if our nation that wants to make a green choice about where their boards or minerals or fish or beef or pork or milk comes from, that green choice would be us. We should not allow getting our stuff from developing countries that send us our raw materials using methods we quit using 40 years ago as acceptable. It is not acceptable. We are a very real and very important part of the environmental movement. The real-world application part where we try to do a little bit better every day, and we do that for our family, our farm, our forest, our planet. That is what our heritage is built on. That is the true environmental movement. So today, as you engage in your work, I pray that you do so with an understanding that you're working in the laboratory of God's creation. I want you to know we think it's okay and it's a noble pursuit to be a dairy person. And it's okay to share that joy and that responsibility of the heritage with future generations. When Dad passed away a few years ago, part of my prayer for him in passing was that the mantle of guilt that society had tried to place on him didn't go into the ground with him. My prayer for you today is that you don't accept and you don't wear that mantle, ever. It should not be associated and it does not fit your heritage. I hope you have a great week managing God's creation. I hope you have a blessed week with your family. And remember, it's okay to be a dairyman.
Our thanks to Bruce Vincent for today's message. Bruce, a third-generation logger from Libby, Montana, and co-owner of the community outreach firm Environomics. Learn more about Bruce at brucevincentspeaking.com. And for archive PDP podcasts, visit pdpw.org. Until next time, have a great week.